KVX is mobile.
Good morning. You're 9YOU.
How are you doing today?
Doing all right. You?
Doing good. I watched all my DVDs that I recorded, 773. I'm still starting to watch the ones I bought, which are about 30 of them.
Alrighty.
We got a face cutting. We got the extra lot in my sister's house today. I did some trimming of a bush by her porch door because the bush was like kind of from both sides and you wouldn't be able to get out. And I was worried in case if there could be a fire or something that she wouldn't be able to get out that door. So I've been trimming that bush. But the yard barrel's full, so you'll have to wait till next week to finish up on that project.
Yeah, or if you haven't, just start smashing that stuff down. It'll pack down. And you can fit more in.
Yeah, that's what I do. I get as near as I can, and I just keep adding more and more and more and more, and I smash it down, and I get as much as I can. I remember before when we had these drills, you could put them in bags, and they'd pick it up, and that's whenever I first started, when my dad was like, I first started cleaning up their property. And one time I had 26 bags of yard waste.
Hey, I believe it.
But yeah, that yard, I've really cleaned that up a lot, but it's a lot of maintenance, though.
Yeah, that it is.
With that extra lot, there's a lot to do there. Seems like every week that they have the yard waste almost here. Every week I've got a lot of stuff to put in that thing.
Yeah. Well, at least you're definitely using it.
You still get your money's worth for that.
Yeah, that's true.
Those bushes, I remember, they're about 4 or 5 feet tall. They're about 8 feet tall.
Oh, yeah. I don't doubt it.
They've really grown a lot over the years and stuff, but like I told you, I dug up a lot of stuff in the yard and the extra lot, especially the extra lot. I got a lot of stuff out of there. If you would have seen it but before, and seeing it today, you would have said, wow, it was like a jungle in that actual lot because Dad couldn't take care of it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't doubt it.
He was 81 when he died, and he had a hard time walking, and he just couldn't take care of it.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
Yeah, so now I'm taking care of it, and it's less maintenance than what it was because I got a lot of stuff done over the years, though, but there's still stuff that needs to be done.
Yeah, it just takes time.
Well, that's the problem. Not enough time and not enough space because, you're limited to how much you can dispose of because of the barrels now.
Yeah, or you could get 2 barrels, but then you got to pay for that second barrel, too. But, would it be worth it?
In the long run, no. It took about a month and a half to get that one branch that you helped me cut down.
All righty.
Right, I'm here, so catch you later. N9YOU, KB9KBX.
Keep 9KBX and 9YOU.
N9YOU. N9YOU. This is WB9YPA.
Hey, Mike. How you doing? N9YOU.
Okay, Brian. Hey, you know, Tom got his van running.
Oh, that's, what was it?
Well, the fuel lines were reversed.
Yeah, that'll do it.
But he's still having a problem. They check fuel pressure, and it's like 100 pounds per square inch. That's a lot of fuel pressure. But it idles okay, but when he tries to step on the gas, it's like it's real sluggish. He's got that one coat that it spewed out on the exhaust gas recirculation, you know, the EGR valve. I told him, I says, you know, that's really looking weird. I said, that could be that the EGR valve is stuck open all the time. So I told him to look at that.
Yeah, well, that definitely could be.
Yeah, it said something about slow responding. And I'm like, yeah, if it's slow responding, it could be that it's sticking open and it's not really closing all the way. So, but hey, you said tomorrow was the ham fest?
Yeah, it was the what?
Ham fest? There's a ham fest tomorrow, I think.
Yeah, Kalamazoo.
That's a long ways away from my truck. My truck has got some problems, as you well know. Maybe I won't go.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Yeah. I probably wouldn't chance it. I mean, it's bad enough you got to chance it with, where you got to be working at. But, yeah, I definitely wouldn't chance it.
No. Yeah. And I need to get up there anyway. I've got problems up at a station up there in that area, neck of the woods. I don't know. I do need to get up there and look at a problem up there. Maybe I will. I'll see. I'll feel differently about that tomorrow, but you were planning on going maybe, huh?
I was thinking about it, but I'm not going to. Oh, no, I can't. Excuse me. I really don't have the money. Really don't have the money for it. Other than that, I'm just going to go to Potato Creek tomorrow and the bonfire.
Yeah, no, okay. I might make that.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, so the Potato Creek, that starts at what time?
Between 8 and 9 in the morning, we're there. A couple get there earlier, but usually it's like 8 or 9 when the majority of us show up.
Well, that's a bad time to do that because of the Kalamazoo Ham Fest. You might have a pretty thin crowd, maybe.
Man, I don't think so. It'll be the usual ones anyway, so, yeah. I doubt it. I know one's not coming because of different obligations, but I believe the majority is our normal group will be there. So,
it's a fun time. I mean, if you just, sit and chat for a little bit or just see what everybody's, what we're running and at, see how we're doing. Miller Jr., he comes out every once in a while and checks on us.
Okay, well, that's pretty neat.
Well, good. All right. Well, I'm going to try to make that then.
All righty.
Okay. Well, all right. Thanks for coming back to me. And, yeah, you've answered all my questions. So, very good. Those scan tools, are those pretty expensive, like the one you have? That's, would you consider yours as, like, one of the top-of-the-line units?
I think I paid, like, what, it was like 60 or 80 bucks, somewhere around there at AutoZone.
AutoZone. Okay. Now, I was looking at kind of an idea, you know, on a ballpark. I know some of them are like, you know, a few thousand dollars, but I think some of those you can actually write codes into the computer, the chips.
Yeah, no, I just kind of got one that was decent just so I could have me and, friends too.
Well, it worked pretty good. I mean, yeah. I think that when they swapped the fuel lines around and got it running, I think that probably got rid of the fuel rail code, maybe.
Yeah, it probably did.
Yeah, he's talking about maybe buying a scanner. Yeah. So, and then he can read, you know, look at the codes again now that it's running.
Hey, couldn't hurt.
Right, yeah. Okay, well, thanks very much. Okay, and I think I was active on HF earlier today. I had an emergency I had to go to this morning down in Wabash. I was woke up at like 6:30 in the morning, and I'm like, uh-oh. So I get all the way down there, and the transmitter, I'm like, there's no power to the transmitter. The circuit breaker was completely tripped off, so there was some kind of a fault or something.
That's a bummer. Well, at least hopefully that was the only thing wrong.
I hope so. Yeah, because sometimes that guy, poor guy's having trouble keeping his RV running. Yikes. That guy'll have to read his codes. But yeah, so I turned the breaker on and the transmitter fired right up.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, but you know, some people these days they don't wanna do any of that stuff. You know, don't wanna have it read or anything.
That was running real rough. I could hear it running. He was blocking Main Street. Poor guy. Okay. Brian, very good. I'm just about home, and I'll talk at you later and hear from you. So, very good. After turning the breaker on and everything, it came right back up, so I was a happy camper, and I made it, and I said, I'm going home, so I went home. All right, we'll see you later, and thanks again, and it rained. There was a rain cloud went through here, and yeah, this is crazy. I didn't see any rain until I turned on to Ewing.
Yeah, I thought I saw some, because I thought I saw heavy rain coming down too, and I looked at Doppler, and it was just south of south of town. Yeah, I was wondering if we got any rain. So it kind of seems like we did.
Yep. Okay, I'm home. See you later. N9YOU, this is WB9YPA. I'm clear. Have a good night. And hope to see you tomorrow.
All right, yep. Have a good evening, and we'll see you tomorrow. WB9YPA, 9YOU.